Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This was only a few months ago. I was spending the weekend cozying up inside, as it was the end of winter, and these were the last few days of cold before it was supposed to start heating up. This night, it was rainy and cold, so I had nothing better to do than watch some movies and relax. But it was sometime not too long after dinner that there was a knock at the door. I got up and walked over, but looking out the peephole, I didn't recognize the man. He was wearing some brown jacket and a beanie, and he was holding a snow shovel. Seeing as there wasn't any snow on the ground, I didn't understand what he was here for. I cracked the door just an inch and asked what he wanted. It took all but 5 seconds of listening to him to know he was up to no good. He stumbled over his words and was trying to tell me a whole story about how he was just a friendly guy looking for any jobs to do in my yard. Something felt off about it and unnatural, so I said no thanks and started shutting the door, but the guy quickly put his hand on it. For a second, he just stared at me, keeping the door open, before he let go. I shut and locked it, and after processing what happened, I looked back out the window. He walked down to the sidewalk and disappeared in the rainy fog. I watched for another minute to make sure he'd actually left for good, then I went back to my movie. The guy was definitely sketchy, but I didn't think he would come back or anything, and would probably just go on to the next house. The rain had picked up over the next hour. I was still in the living room and had started another movie, although I knew I was probably too tired to finish it. My eyes were drifting in and out, but randomly, there was a thump above me that shook me awake. It was just one thump and was kind of hard to tell how loud it actually was with the rain outside. But what was odd about it was that it was definitely from above me. I got up and walked upstairs, looking for anything fallen over, or even a leak in the ceiling that might have made the house settle a bit. However, I found nothing. It could have been one of the gutters clicking out of place from the heavy rain, or really anything else, so I ignored it. I went back downstairs, and being more awake now, I decided to finish the rest of the movie. By the time I'd finished it and was ready to go to bed, it was nearly 12 a.m. I shut off the TV and went around turning off all the lights downstairs. But as I was walking upstairs to go to bed, I could very quickly feel the temperature drop as I got closer to the top of the steps. Maybe I was too tired to give it much thought, but when I got upstairs and started closing each of the doors that I'd opened earlier, I noticed something from the corner of one of the rooms. The window was cracked open. I must have stared at it for a whole 10 seconds, thinking how impossible that was, and just being extremely confused. I walked over and looked at it closer. It was one of the windows that had a small roof overhang under it. And before I closed it, I barely could see an imprint on the windowsill of what looked like a shoe. I could feel the blood rush from my face as I turned around and just listened for a moment. The low creaking of the house, combined with the rain speckling the roof, only made me more unnerved, knowing someone was in my house right now. I began slowly walking, as quietly as I could, back into the hallway. All the other doors were still open, making me feel like someone's eyes could be watching me right now through one of the doorways. I was able to make it downstairs though, and from there I got my phone and hid in the garage, calling 911. It took 5 minutes for the first officer to arrive. I heard nothing but the rain during that time. Once I let the officer in, I waited on my porch as he searched the home. About 2 minutes later, I heard him call out upstairs, and then he came down, holding a guy in handcuffs. I quickly recognized him as the man who showed up on my doorstep earlier in the night, and he had a terrible look of anger as he passed by me and was thrown in the car. Putting all the pieces together, the guy had climbed up onto my roof, which was likely the cause of the thump I heard hours ago. Then he got in through the second-story window, which I never had thought to even lock. Most disturbing, though, is that the officer said he was hiding in the master bedroom, which I was literally 30 seconds from entering, and maybe even falling asleep, without any idea he was in there. The guy even took his shoes off after climbing in the window to not let his shoe prints show on the carpet. So the fact that I saw the tiny imprint on the windowsill is a miracle. With him going directly to my bedroom, his intentions were clearly malicious, and thankfully the judge agreed. It's only been a few months since, but I still have sleepless nights where I can't help but feel like someone is hiding inside my home in the middle of the night. A couple years ago, I applied for a temporary job at a local gas station. I was planning to move in 6 months, so I couldn't get anything too permanent, but I still needed to make some cash beforehand. This job paid well, enough to convince me to work the job opening they had for the overnight shift. I would just stay by the register and occasionally do regular maintenance work. This was during my 4th month working there. At some point during this time, I became familiar with a customer that came in pretty frequently. Almost every night, around 1 or 2 a.m., this guy would walk in and buy random different things. Sometimes it was household items, or food, or tools. I always thought it was weird because he'd come in every night to buy a couple things that would be way cheaper and easier to get at any regular grocery store. He didn't talk much either. All I knew was that his name was Dave, and he drove an old red Chevy sedan. He looked like he was maybe 40 to 45 years old. Anyway, one night at the usual 1 a.m. time, Dave pulled into the gas station. No other customers were here. It was just me sitting in the corner waiting out the time. When Dave walked in, though, there was something different about him. He was dripping in sweat, and he was rushing through the aisles, searching for something specific. When he finally found what he was looking for, he hurried up to the counter and tossed it down for me to ring up. It was a master lock, like one for locking up a bicycle. I really didn't feel like it was appropriate for me to question him, but with the guy sweating and being in a rush, I just felt a little off about this.
"It's good to see you again, Dave. You just get a new bike?"
I asked in a friendly manner, hoping it would come off as just casual conversation. He didn't even look at me. Instead, he fumbled around for his wallet and started yanking out cash in a hurry. I left it at that and just rang him up, then watched him rush into his car and pull away. Something was definitely weird. But hey, maybe he just got a new bicycle and had been riding it around for a couple hours and needed to get back to wherever he parked it so he could lock it up before it was stolen. Maybe that's a stretch, but it was the best I could come up with. The rest of the night passed by, and so did several more days. I didn't see him for almost a whole week, which was odd considering he usually came in every night. It wasn't until my Wednesday shift that I saw him again. It was drizzling outside, so the first several hours went by really slow. I was leaning back in my chair and looking out the window at the rain coming down when his red car pulled into the parking lot. As soon as he parked, he got out and rushed inside. I greeted him as he entered, but he ignored me. He hurried through the aisles and was talking under his breath. I couldn't hear what he was saying, but he sounded frustrated, and I got really uncomfortable, like my gut was telling me something was wrong. Then I heard a thud. My eyes shifted to the window, looking at the direction it came from, and the only thing there was Dave's car. It was a loud thud, too, like someone kicking the inside of the door. After a second, I looked back at Dave. He wasn't rushing anymore. He was standing in the aisle, staring directly at me, as if I'd just discovered something that I shouldn't have. There was another thud, but my eyes were fixed on Dave as I could feel panic rushing through my body. Then he quickly looked away and hurried out the door. I was still stunned, but managed to get my phone out and snap a picture of his license plate as he drove away. I called the police immediately. That night felt extremely long as I waited for any updates from them, and it wasn't until I got home around 6 a.m. that I received a call from the police. They found the guy from the license plate I gave them, and they found a woman that he had kidnapped. Apparently, he had just moved into a new small cabin on the edge of town less than a week ago, and he had no registered prior address, so they had no way to know what he'd been up to before this incident. Luckily, they saved this woman before she was harmed, though. Also, it turned out Dave wasn't his real name, which isn't surprising, but at least he's locked up for good now. I was 14 when this happened, and this was over spring break. My parents' anniversary happened to be during this week, so they went on a date night a few hours north and were staying in a hotel. Having the house to myself for once, I invited one of my friends, Justin, to stay the night. He brought a ton of snacks and sodas, which we set up on the table in the basement and fired up the PlayStation. We had the speakers up pretty loud, and were gaming down there for 3 hours straight. Eventually though, Justin went upstairs to get a glass of water, and when he came back down, he looked worried. I asked what was up, and he said there was someone outside the house. By the kitchen, we had a large sliding glass door, and I guess he saw a person standing in our backyard. I thought he was trying to play a joke on me, but he was serious. We both went back upstairs and into the kitchen, and at first look, it didn't look like anyone was in the backyard. But then we noticed that there were some smudges on the outside of the door that looked like someone might have been leaning on the glass and looking inside. That's obviously really creepy, so I shut the blinds and we did a quick perimeter check around the other windows. We didn't see anything else, so we figured we were all good. Again, we were both just kids, and didn't really know how to handle something like this. After a couple minutes, we went back downstairs and continued where we left off. Another couple hours went by, and it had to be well into the night, like 2 or 3 a.m. Justin was getting tired, so we wrapped up our last match and turned off the PlayStation. The basement had two small couches, so we each took one and laid out some blankets, then turned off the lights and called it a night. For some reason, I had trouble falling asleep. Like I would fall asleep for a few minutes and then wake right back up, over and over. I don't know why, possibly from too much caffeine, but it went on for a really long time. It felt like over an hour. But then, one of these times that I woke up, something was different. I opened my eyes. It was pitch black in the whole basement, but there was a tiny streak of light across the other end of the room. I sat up a bit and could tell it was coming from the door above the staircase. I looked over at the other couch, and Justin was still there, sound asleep. Did he get up at some point to get more water? There's no way I wouldn't have noticed. I got up, feeling too uneasy to sleep without making sure this was nothing. I went over to the bottom of the stairs and looked up. The door was cracked open, but not enough to see through. I went to the top and opened it further. The hallway light was on, and so was the kitchen light. It was about then that I remembered about that man that Justin said was standing outside the house, and I walked over to the kitchen to look out the back door. The backyard was empty, and nobody was out there from what I could see. As I was about to look away, though, something moved across the reflection on the glass door. I spun around, looking behind me and staring down the hall. Whatever I just saw had quickly moved across the other end of the hallway. I didn't know what to do. I just stood for a second before sprinting back into the basement. I woke up Justin, and after a quick explanation, he was just as terrified as I was. We hid in one of the closets down there and called the police. And while we were waiting, we could hear someone moving around upstairs. It was like they were running around the house, looking for something. It got quiet after a few minutes though, and when police showed up, the person was gone. They found that the small bolt that locked the back door was snapped off, so that's how they got in. Other than that, we don't know anything. For several years after this incident though, every few months we would find those same smudges on the back door of someone clearly looking inside. It wasn't until we finally got a security camera that they left us alone, at least as far as we can tell. It's been over a year since we've seen any signs of them. What they wanted is still unknown.
I'll start out by saying that I am not a writer by any means. For a bit of backstory, my mom was dating an abusive prick at this time. We will call him Ian. Because of Ian and the crazy fights they had gotten into, we couldn't lock up my house at all. He had kicked in both the front and the back door to the house, and they were never fixed. My mother and Ian were at the bar all day, every day. I told you this so you would know why the house wasn't locked up and where my parents were when this happened. This incident occurred when I was around 12 years old and my little brother around 10. I was a really small girl at this age and my brother was sick all the time, so he was very, very tiny and frail. My mother and Ian were at the bar as usual. When you opened my front door, you're right in the living room and you could see the back door. There was a hallway to the right that led back into the bedrooms, and that is where my brother and I were. We were in his bedroom with the door closed, playing something on PlayStation. It was around midnight or 1 a.m. and we were playing and having a good time when I heard a weird noise. My brother didn't hear it and I didn't want to creep him out. I told him that I wanted to get a drink and I told him to stay in the room and that I would bring him something. To get to my kitchen, you would have to walk down the hallway in front of both the front and back door because it was behind the living room. I kept hearing strange noises, so before I left out of my brother's room, I told him to get into the closet and work on our fort so that it would be ready when I was done getting our drinks and a snack. I raised my little brother for the most part and took care of him. I had a feeling, a terrible sense of dread. I could tell something wasn't right, and this was a way to get my brother to hide without scaring him. He frightened easily and had really bad asthma attacks, and at this time he had no inhaler or his breathing treatment machine for him. I knew if he was having an asthma attack, on top of being scared, it wouldn't be pretty. Anyway, I left the back room and decided to see what was going on. Because I was such a badass at 12 years old, but I had to protect my little brother, I started sneaking up the hallway as slowly and quietly as I could. I was terrified. I could just feel that something was wrong. Before I made it to the end of the hallway, I heard a man. It sounded like he was growling. It was a deep, terrifying noise. I can't explain it, but the feeling that washed over me damn near made me puke. So I of course freeze. I have no one in this town. I don't know anyone, and my dad is living in a different state. My mom is at the bar drunk as hell. I was sitting there trying to gather the courage to see what was around the corner and going over my options when I hear my brother's door open. He sees me in the look on my face and freezes. I remember his eyes going so wide with fear because he must have heard the growl or whatever it was, too. I motion him with my hands to go back into the room and he does. I finally gather the courage to peek around the corner, and what I saw still freaks me out to this day. I saw a man, probably around 6'6" and 300 plus pounds, sitting on my couch with a wicked grin on his face. That grin and the look in his eyes forever be burned in my head. By some stupid luck, the man didn't see me. I slowly, so slowly, snuck back to my brother's room. I shut the door and I started going over my options. My brother was already horrified because of the growling noise this man was making. I am so thankful that he wasn't the one who saw what was out there. I mustered my brave big sister face and calmly told him that there was a big man that we didn't know on the couch and that he needed to be very quiet, and I needed him to be brave and keep his breathing in check. My brother adored me and looked up to me, so when I told him that I needed him to be brave, he tried his best. I told him not to move, and he didn't. The first thing I tried was the window, but it wouldn't budge. It was completely stuck. I'm making myself stay calm for my brother's sake, but I know what's sitting out there. So since the window was stuck, I decided to start looking for a weapon. My older brother lived here as well, and I know he had swords somewhere. I don't remember where he was at the time. As I'm looking for the weapon, I hear the man sing, "I know you're here." My stomach knotted up and the hair on the back of my neck raised. I instantly got a cold sweat. And then I hear it. My little brother had started wheezing. Asthma attack. I hugged him and reminded him about being brave and told him to sit still and focus on his breathing. I frantically started trying to get the windows open, but it was stuck. I looked around and started moving blankets when I found my older brother's cell phone that he always forgot. I remember thinking that I was lucky and I felt a bit of relief. I immediately called the police and told them what was going on. Hysterical at this point, but still remaining quiet as possible. The dispatcher told me to remain on the phone so she could hear what was happening when the man started banging on our bedroom door. It had been about 5 minutes into the phone call when this happened, and I could no longer remain calm. I lost it. I started screaming. I mean blood-curdling screaming. The kind of screaming that would send chills down your spine if you heard it. I forgot to mention that our bedroom had only one working lock, so the door was locked, but he was trying to get in and banging on it. His banging got louder and louder, and he was screaming to let him in when it completely went silent. Then he did the creepiest, most terrifying thing ever. He started laughing. "You know, I could just bust down this door in about 2 seconds, right, little girl?" he said. Now he's lightly tapping on the door and asking for me to open it. His demeanor completely changed. I then heard a scraping sound at the door. What I had imagined, it was in my 12-year-old head that he was scraping the door with, was his really long fingernails or something. But that wasn't the case. Not too long after, I hear the police start screaming at him to get on the ground and to put his hands up. I hear him putting up a fight, followed by more yelling and eventually silence. After a few minutes, there was a knock on my door, but at this point, I was too terrified to open it. I thought that this nightmare guy was still here, so being in my hysterical state, I started screaming, "No, please," over and over again, just sobbing and shaking. I couldn't stay brave for my little brother anymore. I was on the floor holding him this whole time, convinced that we were going to die. Eventually, I calmed myself a bit, and this time, a female officer was at the door, so I opened it. There were about 5 cops standing in the hallway, listening to me being hysterical. I refused to let go of my brother at this point, but we both ran to this officer, and just collapsed sobbing hysterically. It turns out this guy was completely wasted and high on drugs. I remember the cops walking me up to him, and having me stand in front of him, asking me if I knew him. But I didn't. But I'll never forget standing in front of this huge man, looking into his brown eyes that were completely bloodshot and filled with hatred. I'll never forget that growling noise that he was making, or the look of pure horror in my little brother's eyes. My parents were called and investigated for leaving us alone like that and the doors being like that. My mom is a different person now, doesn't drink, and is also married to a cop. She's completely changed. I remember asking her about it later on and she told me something that I didn't know. The man had had a huge knife. So that's what he was scraping the door with. And he also had some rope, tape, and a tarp. I still don't know how he didn't get to us, or why he didn't just bust down the door to get to us. It would have taken one half-ass kick for him to kick the door down. It was that thin. It still creeps me out, and I have had nightmares from it. My husband doesn't understand why I get so furious with him when he leaves the door unlocked at night. I work third shift, so I'll come home and the door will be unlocked sometimes. It's infuriating because I then have to go through every room in the house and check the closets and the other places that a person could hide in. I have two kids, and they will never, ever, ever have to go through what I did. This is a current, ongoing problem. I'm young, 19, and moved states about 6 months ago, and now live with two roommates. Our house is built in an interesting way. The living room of the house next door to us is my bedroom. So I essentially have what used to be a kitchen, and the entire living room is my own personal space, with a wall separating me from my neighbor's house. I have three doors, one to get into my room from the hallway, and another that connects to the kitchen and is right next to my neighbor's other door, and the other living room door that is right next to my neighbor's front door. I'm only describing this setup because it's easier to explain how exactly my neighbor watches me and essentially stalks me through our shared wall. The issue with our neighbor, Bethany, is that she hates whoever lives in my part of the house. There's bad juju that went on between her and two previous tenants a couple years before me. Bethany is quite old and has one cat. We're not even allowed pets in the housing unit, but she's been grandfathered in. Also, has her brother over. He's a bully and a dick, and just outright dislikes all of us who live here. Bethany has another neighbor on the other side of her house, but Catherine is barely home, so I doubt she's had to go through any of what I do. Anyways, as of the last 2 months, Bethany has gotten extremely stalkerish. She doesn't follow me or my roommates, but she watches and listens. She will not start bothering me until she goes out and watches one of my roommates leave and go to their car. Which she can do because she has two doors to go outside. Bethany's front door is the longer route and passes her living room, which she will openly watch you from. The other is connected to her bedroom, I assume, where she'll either stand on her side of the porch or hang out her window while flipping one of us off as we pass. It's very annoying, but that's all it was at first. Just petty shit. Just to show that she really didn't like us. Until she started knocking. Now my wall isn't super thin. In fact, you need to be really loud to even be heard. I was already told before moving in that Bethany was somewhat hostile towards whoever lived in my room, so I should just be wary of sounds. I have one large TV in the corner and a desk with a computer, but I rarely use them. Bethany, on the other hand, has a TV right behind where mine is on her side of the wall. When I was home alone or getting home late, Bethany would take the time to gently knock on the door right next to mine and say in this very creepy singing voice, "I know you're home." Or if I had an Amazon package or some type of delivery back home, she would start banging the package against my door and in her creepy singing voice say, "Come out, you have a package. You have a package," over and over. She'd do this for about a few weeks straight because I was getting gifts from my family around December when this picked up. My birthday is also in December. I was also getting packages containing school supplies, home stuff, etc. But it was just chilling because she was physically waiting for me to be home. I know that the air pressure is heard and felt faintly when the very front door of our house opens, as well as the side kitchen in which I come in from. But you'd really have to be listening to know I'm coming in my room. So from December to the beginning of January, Bethany would pick up my packages from my door and just throw them at it. Not hard enough to damage them, but enough to get my attention. Sometimes she'd be really angry I wasn't answering, and others, she'd just continue being weird as hell. Our head roommate didn't deem it behavior that should get her kicked out, but she did tell our landlord, and the landlord had apparently told Bethany that she needed to quit, or next time the police were getting called, because she was disturbing our part of the property. Since then, she had limited to just screaming at us as we passed her, furiously flipping me off. Whatever. She wasn't touching my stuff anymore, because that's what mattered most to me. However, as the last 2 weeks, she's gotten belligerent. At all hours of the day, beginning at around 4 to 5 a.m., she'll sing loudly towards my wall. Not just at any part, but directly in front of my bed. My bed faces the wall on the other side, and it's just creepy. She'll sing shit like, "I can hear you on the phone." At this point, it's not even insulting, it's just like, what the hell is her problem? She'll bang really hard when it gets too quiet on my end and scream obscenities. She knows when I'm showering, as a few times she screamed loud enough for me to hear her through my bathroom wall. "You slut, turn the water off." A few times, she's gone out on both of her porches and screamed at me through the door. The thing she says shows that she listens to what I'm doing. Like example, I'm FaceTiming my mom one time and she said, Turn your phone off. I'm playing video games at volume 2 on my very quiet TV. And she'll scream, I can hear those damn video games. Even worse, when I'm on the phone with my boyfriend, we FaceTime to fall asleep. I heard her say, not screaming, he snores too loud. It's so disturbing. Lately the noises banging in the watch have increased by a shit ton. My head roommate is a kind and gentle soul, so she's hesitant to take action right away. I'm pretty sure these little outbursts are going to turn into her threatening me, or even worse, trying to get in one of my doors. I don't believe she's been diagnosed with anything, which of course I've considered. I've met Bethany, but I really don't want to meet her at all on my own. I might punch her in the face or get into a fight, as I don't take well to being intimidated or listened to when I'm in my private zone. I'll try to keep you guys updated on her behavior. She's quite violent, as I've heard her screaming and throwing shit at her cat and brother who come by, and it's honestly just weird. Once more, Bethany, I don't want to see you alone in person, because we're going to have an issue.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.